President Obama is targeting Florida and in particular Tampa to increase the ranks of Americans with health insurance. On yesterday, he invited five reporters from across the country to talk about the third year of signups on healthcare.gov. That included WUSF's Mary Shedden. She speaks with our host, Lisa Peeks.
Now, Mary, as news director, you've overseen our Health News Florida project. Plus, you've been covering healthcare since 2009, so you were in a really unique position to bring the concerns of Floridians to the president. You only had 5 minutes, so how did you decide what to ask him?
The question I really wanted to talk to him about was about access to healthcare and people being able to afford healthcare. And because cost is a real issue for Floridians and all people, regardless of whether you have a policy on healthcare.gov or plans through your employer.
One of the things that came out during the interview is that the president said he is going to host a healthcare rally in the area that enrolls the most people. Well, Florida, just because of the numbers, we've been leading the states in enrollment. So how can we lose this one?
I don't know why Tampa was selected, but the city does have about 15% of the population that remains uninsured, and a lot of them might be eligible for policies on healthcare.gov. That's the focus of this Healthy Communities Challenge for the White House. That was the reason the reporters from places like Dallas and Seattle and Kansas City were invited to talk to the president, and it's a really unique opportunity.
And so in talking with some of those other reporters, if you had the chance, how does our 15% compare with enrollment in their areas?
We didn't have a whole lot of time to talk to one another. The day was full of briefings, both off-the-record briefings as well as interviews with Health and Human Services Secretary Sylvia Burwell and Senior Advisor Valerie Jarrett. But the time we spent together, we did kind of ask why our city, places like Seattle, have a state-based health exchange. They've been working for decades to try to promote health insurance for all people. So it's a very different situation than what Florida's in. So it was kind of interesting to hear that places all over the country are dealing with health insurance issues in different ways.
Were you x-rayed or patted down? Were you told you don't go in that room?
There is a lot of security at the White House, and I'm glad for that. It is the people's house, and it's a very important part of American history and the American story. So, yes, you go in through airport-like screening. When you get there, you get a security clearance even before you visit. You're escorted through the West Wing or into the Oval Office, and it's very clear where you can and cannot record things. It's very clear where you can talk to other people and what's appropriate. The etiquette is very strict, but very reverent to the office of the presidency.
Did they have snacks?
They did not provide snacks, actually. They did have coffee first thing in the morning, but we were told, bring your lunch. There is a cafeteria where you can buy things, but this is the people's house, and it's a taxpayer-funded area, and it was not a junket like you would if you were going to, say, the premiere of a Hollywood movie. It wasn't like that. It was very much an invitation to just come and have a conversation.
Well, did your experience with the president tell you about how well Health News Florida is accomplishing its mission?
Well, the mission of Health News Florida is cost, quality, and access. I think he has the concept of cost, quality, and access in his ideas for the Affordable Care Act. Politics gets in the way of a lot of it. He clearly is frustrated by that. But it's what America's all about. And there shouldn't be just one party deciding how things are made. That's the beauty of a democracy. And so it was interesting to hear his take without asking him about political pundits and just talking about consumers and helping people understand better the real cost of healthcare in their life.
All right, Mary Shedden, welcome back from a trip to Washington, D.C. and an exclusive interview from the Oval Office with President Obama.
Thank you.
That was Lisa Peeks speaking with News Director Mary Shedden here at WUSF.